Whenever we talk about identity or language, the first thing that always comes to my mind is my accent, because it doesn't reflect where I'm from. I'm from New Zealand, and if you heard my accent, you really couldn't tell. My family is always telling me that my accent's super strong, that, oh, they can't understand what I'm saying. And it's a little bit sad to me, because I'm already, like, disconnected from where I'm from. I've never lived there. I don't visit there very often. I don't have a native language to speak, because it's English. And yeah, it's kind of like the accent is the only thing that I could really hold on from New Zealand, but I don't have it. And I do feel sad about it sometimes, because it feels like I'm not really connected to where I'm from. Even my parents' accents have been watered down just because of moving countries, because they've lived away from New Zealand for 20 years. So I do feel kind of disconnected, but I have started realizing recently that it does kind of reflect how I've grown up, because even looking at me and my sister, we have quite different accents. So I think that mine's a little bit more Americanized, and that makes sense because I grew up with an American best friend since I was 4 until about middle school. So my actual voice sounds very American, but I use more English words, whereas my sister, her accent is slightly more English, whereas she uses more Americanized words. So it's really just a mix of a bunch of different people I've met, the shows I've watched, and I've almost taught myself how to say different words, like saying no worries. I used to say no problem, but as I hear people from New Zealand saying those words, I almost try to force myself to pick them up, because I want to sound more like a New Zealander, because I do miss not having that accent. And a lot of people say that they like that accent, that it's interesting. So I kind of want to take back a bit of that. So I try to pick up phrases that people use most of the time, different pronunciations. And of course it's never going to go back to a solid Kiwi accent, but I am trying to change it a little bit, which I kind of feel like I shouldn't be doing. But I want to make sure that my accent does kind of reflect where I'm from a little bit, because that's almost all that I have left from my parents, from my nationality, from New Zealand.